WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off, right? Deadlines, obligations, social media, it feels like there's never enough time for anything, let alone ourselves. And that's exactly why we're diving into a crucial topic today. Self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly on the go, giving your all to everyone else but forgetting about your own well-being? You know that feeling when you hit a wall, completely drained, and realize you haven't treated yourself with even a little kindness lately? That's why prioritizing self-care isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the fuel that keeps our engines running, the foundation for a truly fulfilling life. So, how do we carve out time for ourselves in this whirlwind of responsibilities? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care, even when your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car. 1. Redefine self-care. We often think of self-care as bubble baths and face masks, which are great. But it's way more than that. It's about consciously making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be taking a short walk in nature, listening to music that uplifts you, or simply having a 5-minute meditation session. Think of it as giving yourself the same care and attention you would give a loved one. 2. Schedule it in. Seriously. Treat self-care appointments like any other important meeting on your calendar. Lock out time each day, even if it's just 15 minutes, for something that brings you joy and helps you recharge. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, right? So, prioritize yourself with the same level of respect. 3. Listen to your body. Ever notice that nagging ache in your back or that constant feeling of fatigue? Those are your body's way of saying, hey, I need some TLC. Pay attention to those signals and don't ignore them. Rest when you're tired, move your body when it feels stiff, and nourish yourself with healthy foods. Your body is your temple, treat it with respect. 4. Set boundaries. This one can be tough, but learning to say no is crucial for self-care. Don't overcommit yourself or feel obligated to please everyone all the time. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. You can't pour from an empty cup, so fill yours up first. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously. We beat ourselves up way too often. Practice self-compassion, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and it's okay to have off days. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Here's a real-life example. Imagine you're a teacher, juggling lesson plans, grading papers, and dealing with a classroom full of energetic students. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget about your own needs. Maybe you skip lunch because you're too busy or put off going for that evening work you usually enjoy. But by making self-care a priority, even small things like taking 5 minutes to breathe deeply or listening to a favorite song can make a huge difference. Think about it, a few moments of mindful breathing can calm your nerves and help you approach the rest of your day with more clarity and focus. That evening walk might give you that much-needed mental break, allowing you to return to your responsibilities feeling refreshed and recharged. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for living a fulfilling life. By prioritizing yourself, you're not only taking care of your own well-being but also becoming a better version of yourself, someone who's more resilient, productive, and capable of making a positive impact on the world around them. So, what are you waiting for? Take action. Schedule that self-care appointment, say yes to those activities that bring you joy, and remember you deserve it. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and loved ones who could use a little reminder about the power of self-care. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.